You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is the all-new Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents Sean Michael Perry and hip-hop artist Task One. Stick around for more. The all-new Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Salish singer, songwriter, actor, and businessman Sean Michael Perry, and Jicarilla Apache and Taos Pueblo hip-hop artist Task One. But before we get things started, I've got an announcement here. On April 27th through the 28th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the week of Gathering of Nations, I'll be hosting the 7th annual All That Culture Music of the Americas show at the Press Room at 2509 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. The show is produced by Only the Brave Entertainment and will feature such artists as the Plateros, Summit Dub Squad, and Chucky Begay and the Mother Earth Blues Band. For more information, click the banner for the show on this very page. It'll be two evenings of electrifying music and food and an instrument raffle. The proceeds for this event go to provide musical instruments for students in rural and reservation communities. Our first guest is Salish singer-songwriter Sean Michael Perry, owner of the of Only the Brave Entertainment and the brains behind the operation. We spoke with Sean regarding this upcoming show, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Sean Michael Perry with Run to You.
Just see. into the light. My soul, it stirred and cried, why did you hide?
I think I'm gonna run to you.
That was Sean Michael Perry with Run To You. Visit Sean at his official website, www.onlythebraveentertainment.com, or check him out on Facebook. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Sean regarding the upcoming 7th annual Music of the Americas show, and here's how the interview went.
Talk about this show that you're putting together happening on the week of Gathering of Nations in Albuquerque at the Press Room.
Yeah, you bet. It started in the fall of 2004 in Casper, Wyoming, of all places, and I was talking to a group of musicians and friends and minority friends that felt that they were being underrepresented in the music community there, so I thought, wouldn't it be nice to bring everybody together for a cultural festival with music and food and discussion and whatnot. So 7 years later, 8 years later, it's kind of mushroomed into taking instruments for rural and reservation kids from some of the different Fortune 500 companies we work with, Latin percussion, Ovation, to name a few, and trying to get these instruments in the kids' hands, you know, for a cheaper rate and/or free in some cases. And even more in development is to be able to put curriculum with that and to be able to teach the kids also to use these instruments, whether it's in the confines of their school and the structure of their own music programs, or perhaps something such as an after-school program and/or a summer music camp.
I see. And since you launched the program back in 2004, as you say, well, what has surprised you the most about it?
Well, I think the disconnect from the corporate people who I see, you know, in suits and ties out at the NAMM show, for example. And then the actual people that play the music and play that are the musicians and the people that really live and breathe music. So that's been surprising to me. I just, you know, naive as I was, thought that, you know, you started out, you know, in grade school with music and you moved up to be the president of Gibson Music or something. and not to say that all the people that work in these companies don't know anything about music, but it'd be nice to see more of a, from top to bottom, everybody working together for really what I think is really important in America right now, which is bringing back jobs and teaching our young people about media and music. I think it all comes hand in hand right now. And wouldn't it be beautiful to see some of these bigger companies moving their production facilities from Taiwan back to perhaps Gallup, New Mexico, of all places, or on the Apache Reservation, you know, down towards Tucson, for example.
Well, you know, personally, I always think that people view, you know, the music industry as just being as disposable. It's something that you download and then you forget about and at times don't have to pay for. But anyway, but you know, I just think people don't really look at music as a way of making a living. You know, and I think that might be the disconnect. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's part of it too, sure. But if you really, I guess in my circles anyway, I see so many people that are making a living in music. And I'm not saying that you're going to be rich like a Puff Daddy or something, but I am saying you can pay your bills and take care of your business. It's difficult, but all things in life are difficult. But if you really love what you do, I think there's a place for it. And I think America's known for that. And I would like to see it revert back to that in some cases. Will it? Who knows? But I definitely want to honk that horn and say, hey, pay attention. You know, I mean, the gross, you know, it's just crazy how much musical instruments are out there, but they're not getting in the right hands. And sometimes, you know, money is a factor, obviously, and or just being in the right place at the right time. And a lot of mom and pop shops are closing up and they're taking that knowledge and that understanding with them. And yet there's all these young people out there that are just chomping at the bit to make music.
And talk about some of the, I mean, for this show coming up, you have quite a roster here. You know, you've got the Plateros, you've got Cody Blackbird, and talk about how you settled on this set of musicians for this performance.
Sure. I feel that some of these musicians that I'm working with in some ways are underrepresented and should be more in the mainstream, i.e. Cody Blackbird, who was the NAMI Flute Player of the Year, who you interviewed recently. And I think he's just a phenomenal player, singer, human being, and just a young man that is going to lead, you know, our country in the right direction. And I think it's important to get him those good gigs and to get him on stages in front of people that matter and that can move his career forward. So I'm working with him on that, and I'm really honored to do so. The Plateros, wow, what a phenom in Levi Platero. The man is just a monster on the guitar and barely, you know, 20 years old, I believe.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
I saw him when he was 15, and I was like, I need to go home and start practicing some more. So, just incredible. And his family, they're really good people, Murphy, his father. And I just, they do well on their own, but if I can prop up any of our native brothers and sisters and help get them into the mainstream and maybe help make them make a few dollars, then I'm all for that. Other people, Task One, wonderful hip-hop artist out of the Arapaho country of Northern Arapaho out of Wyoming, and just has some really interesting music and great lyrics, and you know, I'm just really proud of the kind of music he's making. And then we have Chucky Begay in the Mother Earth Blues Band, and they're an interesting consort of people, Navajo Nation people, and they have an interesting twist on the blues, and I've always enjoyed their performances. So I like to surround myself with good music, and of course, at Gathering of Nation, it's tough to get a gig out there during that weekend anywhere. Everything's so sewed up. So back to the press room where we're going to be able to do this. I'm really, really honored and thankful that Debbie and the rest of the crew down there at the press room would give us the space to do this for the weekend.
I see. And why in Albuquerque this year? I mean, you say it started up in Montana, and I can only assume that it's been other places, but why Albuquerque?
Well, definitely during Gathering of Nations weekend, it's just cram-packed full of indigenous people. And I just think it's a good time to be out there showing what you have, you know, showing the best sides of our music and our productions and our companies, and it's a good time to network, and it's kind of like a mini South by Southwest, if you will, musically speaking, that maybe hasn't quite hit the mainstream, you know, media-wise yet, but I think it has potential for that during that time.
In the meantime, it's kind of like our Sturgis, you know, kind of.
Excellent.
And talk about how music began for you. I know I asked you that when I interviewed you last year, but
sure.
But just refresh that for people listening right now.
You bet. I'm actually going to do an ode to Redbone, who is one of my favorite bands of all time and part of my family, and God rest Lolly Vegas' soul, who just passed away here this last year. I think, you know, when I was probably about, 9 years old or so, up outside of Missoula, Montana, living at the time, Floyd Westerman, Buffy St. Marie, Redbone, and Buddy Redbone all came up there to perform. And my pops was, intermingled with them and knew them, and so I was kind of brought into that situation and got to meet all them at a young age. So they were my heroes growing up, and Redbone in particular, and it really got me on the path to making music.
Visit Sean at his official website, www.onlythebraveentertainment.com. Here is Sean once again with Aboriginality.
Aboriginality!
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. On April 27th through the 28th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the week of Gathering of Nations, I'll be hosting the 7th annual All That Culture Music of the Americas show at the Press Room at 2509 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. The show is produced by Only the Brave Entertainment and will feature such artists as the Plateros, Summit Dub Squad, and Chucky Begay and the Mother Earth Blues Band. For more information, click the banner for the show on this very page. It'll be two evenings of electrifying music and food and an instrument raffle. The proceeds for this event go to provide musical instruments for students in rural and reservation communities. And we spoke with the founder of this event, Sean Michael Perry, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And since you started making music up until now, what's been the biggest surprise for you? I mean, you know, it's one thing to get to imagine this career for yourself, but when you're halfway through it or well into it, it's and you look around, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't think it was going to be like that. I mean, what is that for you? What's happened that you didn't? What's happened to you personally that you didn't expect to happen?
Good question. I think it you know, when I was younger, you know, it was conquer the world, you know, with this, and I can be the best, and then I guess as I matured, I realized that there's a place for me in this beautiful thing called music, and maybe I'm not the star of the show all the time, but, you know, getting behind other groups, you know, like Cody Blackbrook, for example, or maybe being able to place their music in film and television, you know, I'm still in the game, and I'm still on the team. And so I think that was a great revelation to realize that I didn't have to be first, that I could be a part of something bigger. So that was an eye-opener for me and a reality for me. It's really tough to make it in the music business, and there's a lot of great, talented people out there that will never make or do anything, unfortunately. You know, wish upon a star, for sure, but the reality is it's tough. So it's a sobering experience, and I would recommend everybody, you know, please follow your dreams, but realize that a lot of sacrifices have to be made, and you got to stick with it, and it might take some time.
In this society, we tend to compartmentalize music, you know. I mean, you expect hip-hop from a certain group. You expect a certain age group to go for this sort of sound, or that sort of sound, whatever. I mean, do you find that, you know, as a native performer, that people come to you with a certain expectation of what you should be or shouldn't be?
Oh, wow, I'll try to be as diplomatic as possible about that question.
Sure. You don't have to be. We're not NPR.
I mean, hey, man, you know, I'm not going to name names, but I've been told before by record companies, you're not Indian enough, or you're too Indian, or, you know, gosh, I'll just give you an honest... you know, one time I was in a manager's office and was big-time music people, man, in Nashville. And I'm there, you know, trying to sell a song to somebody, and had nothing to do with being an Indian, by the way. I just am, and I looked the part, definitely. So I walked in there, and the first thing the guy started hammering on was about me being an Indian, and that he didn't want any Native American music. He wanted a pop song. And I said, well, that's what I'm here for, sir. You know, at least to say that I didn't get the job or sell the song. it really sucked. There was a really stark reality, you know, and had nothing to do with you know, it bummed me out, because I'm like, you know what, hey, this is about being a human being and making music, man. And so, you know, I felt, you know, definitely was prejudiced against, and just didn't think that was going to happen in a million years, but it did. But I'm back up again, and I'm still swinging, and I'm not going to take that as an insult. I just feel the guy didn't know what he's talking about. And it just wasn't meant to be, on the other hand, too.
And what advice would you give to someone like a Cody Blackbird, a young guy, a young person wanting to get into this crazy business that we're in? You know, as a young Native person, I mean.
Sure. Well, him in particular, man, he's well-versed and knows a lot about the road, you know, been a powwow guy before, traveled a lot with his father, so he knows the road, and I'd say that's a big part of it, is that you got to understand that the road's tough, and even if you do all the right things, the road's tough. And so my advice is, understand that once you make a commitment, you know, especially with a record company or somebody that's putting money into you, and you got to be somewhere, well, hey, you got to be somewhere. And, you know, it becomes about the event and about the situation and not about you. And a lot of people get real selfish about themselves, especially when they're tired and, you know, just played 30 gigs in a row. You know, not easy. And so you see a lot of these bands that, you know, how do they do it? 300 shows a year, or even 100 for that matter. That's a lot of work. So, I think, you know, for the young person out there, you know, just be strong, you know, take your spinach, hey, no. you know, but be prepared, because it's not easy.
And with this show coming up, you know, you've been doing these shows for almost 10, we're close to 10 years. What would you like people to come away with after they've seen it?
I'd like them to know that our Native peoples, you know, are versed in different genres of music, that we can stretch out there and compete with anybody in the mainstream. And secondly, I'd like them to come away with a really good concert environment experience where you could get some up-close and personal vibes, you know, from these bands. I think a lot of our music, especially our lyrical content, and a lot of our groups that we're having there are very positive and moving up and moving forward kind of thing. And, you know, I think, lastly would be that that they're helping out, you know, a great cause there, you know, with our fundraiser as well, you know, with raising instrument money to be able to get these instruments to the kids. And I think that's making a difference. And I think that's better than any psychologist or any attention deficit syndrome advice. I think we need to pay attention to our youth, and I think music is a critical part of that.
Visit Sean at his official website, www.onlythebraveentertainment.com, or check him out at Facebook. Here is Sean Michael Perry once more with Red Earth.